This is the SPM listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Question 1. You will hear a woman's voice message to her friend.
Rakesh, Dania here. I'm running late. My company meeting is still in progress. It may take another 15 minutes or so. Go ahead and book a table at Oliver's for us. Table for 3. Chan will be joining us as well. If you're ordering the starters, I'd like the mozzarella cheese sticks, please. It will take me about 5 minutes by MRT to get there. I should be there by 7:15 p.m.
Now, listen again.
Rakesh, Dania here. I'm running late. My company meeting is still in progress. It may take another 15 minutes or so. Go ahead and book a table at Oliver's for us. Table for 3. Chan will be joining us as well. If you're ordering the starters, I'd like the mozzarella cheese sticks, please. It will take me about 5 minutes by MRT to get there. I should be there by 7:15 p.m.
Question 2. You will hear a man talking about green tea.
To reap maximum health benefits from green tea, it is important to have it at the right time. Studies suggest that the best time to drink green tea is in the morning and before a workout session. Swapping your cup of coffee with green tea is the best way to kickstart your day.
Now, listen again.
To reap maximum health benefits from green tea, it is important to have it at the right time. Studies suggest that the best time to drink green tea is in the morning and before a workout session. Swapping your cup of coffee with green tea is the best way to kickstart your day.
Question 3. You will hear a conversation between a fruit seller and her customer.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning. I'm looking for some fresh fruits.
Well, we have a great selection today. These juicy mangoes and strawberries just came in this morning. Our watermelons are also sweet and refreshing this time of year.
They are mouth-watering. Do you have any offers on them?
If you take any 2 of these fruits together, you can get them for half price.
What a great bargain! I'll take the mangoes and watermelons then.
Now, listen again.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning. I'm looking for some fresh fruits.
Well, we have a great selection today. These juicy mangoes and strawberries just came in this morning. Our watermelons are also sweet and refreshing this time of year.
They are mouth-watering. Do you have any offers on them?
If you take any two of these fruits together, you can get them for half price.
What a great bargain! I'll take the mangoes and watermelons then.
Question 4. You will hear a man and woman talking about a career fair.
How was the career fair yesterday, Anna?
Most of the young people who turned up were not interested to work with children. They prefer working as sales advisors in shopping malls or as front desk executives in hotels. They seem to think that such jobs are more glamorous and in demand. Maybe I should start looking for older candidates who don't mind helping out my teachers.
Now, listen again.
How was the career fair yesterday, Anna?
Most of the young people who turned up were not interested to work with children. They prefer working as sales advisors in shopping malls or as front desk executives in hotels. They seem to think that such jobs are more glamorous and in demand. Maybe I should start looking for older candidates who don't mind helping out my teachers.
Question 5. You will hear a woman talking about the condition of her residential area.
I am a resident of Taman Petaling, and my children and her friends are frequent users of the playground. Unfortunately, I find that lately, the residents have started throwing rubbish indiscriminately. There are no litter bins around the playground, and the playground is infested with flies and mosquitoes. There is also a constant foul smell in the area. I hope the council will look into this matter and impose fines on people caught littering.
Now, listen again.
I am a resident of Taman Petaling, and my children and her friends are frequent users of the playground. Unfortunately, I find that lately, the residents have started throwing rubbish indiscriminately. There are no litter bins around the playground, and the playground is infested with flies and mosquitoes. There is also a constant foul smell in the area. I hope the council will look into this matter and impose fines on people caught littering.
Question 6. You will hear a man talking on a radio about salespeople.
Professional salespeople can sell anything to anyone, and they do this by using very basic psychological techniques. Buyers normally have certain requirements by which they will judge the suitability of a product. The seller, therefore, attempts to find out what these conditions are by building a bond, asking questions about hobbies, family, and the like. But you need to remember, the seller is only interested in closing the deal. At its most extreme, salespeople will even attempt to mirror the body language of the buyer. If the buyer laughs, then so will the seller.
Now, listen again.
Professional salespeople can sell anything to anyone, and they do this by using very basic psychological techniques. Buyers normally have certain requirements by which they will judge the suitability of a product. The seller, therefore, attempts to find out what these conditions are by building a bond, asking questions about hobbies, family, and the like. But you need to remember, the seller is only interested in closing the deal. At its most extreme, salespeople will even attempt to mirror the body language of the buyer. If the buyer laughs, then so will the seller.
Question 7. You will hear a man talking about new technology in modern transportation.
One of the most exciting innovations in transportation will be the Hyperloop train, with a robotic driver to take you places within a short time using a minimal amount of energy. Smart cars, which will be self-driving and energy efficient, are another exciting invention.
Now, listen again.
One of the most exciting innovations in transportation will be the Hyperloop train, with a robotic driver to take you places within a short time using a minimal amount of energy. Smart cars, which will be self-driving and energy efficient, are another exciting invention.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. You will hear a radio DJ talking about shopping tips. For questions 8 to 15, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part two. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good day, everyone. I'm DJ Jackie, and you are listening to Radio 93.1. Today, we will be talking about ways to save money while shopping. The first thing we should do is to make a shopping list. Plan what you need, write it down, and stick to it. A shopping list is a good way to reduce food wastage, because we buy what is necessary. Next is to avoid using your credit card while shopping. Remember, we shouldn't spend money that we don't have. So, just bring a small amount of cash and spend within that amount. Once you run out of money, you have no choice but to leave the store. Tip number three is to compare prices before buying. For example, if you are planning to buy a mobile phone, check online retailers for the best price. Compare the prices with in-store prices to get the best price. Number four, don't shop if you're bored. You might just end up buying things that you don't need. Another important tip is not to be seduced by sales. Of course, you can get bargains during sales, but you could also spend money on something that you will never use just because you think it's a steal. The key is to buy clothes or shoes when they are out of season. Another way to save money is to buy pre-loved items. Books, laptops, video games, or furniture are some used things that you could consider buying rather than buying new ones. We also help save the environment. Brand new items can put a hole in your wallet. Do you have shopping tips? Call in and share them with us. We will be taking calls after the break.
Now, listen again.
Good day, everyone. I'm DJ Jackie, and you are listening to Radio 93.1. Today, we will be talking about ways to save money while shopping. The first thing we should do is to make a shopping list. Plan what you need, write it down, and stick to it. A shopping list is a good way to reduce food wastage because we buy what is necessary. Next is to avoid using your credit card while shopping. Remember, we shouldn't spend money that we don't have. So, just bring a small amount of cash and spend within that amount. Once you run out of money, you have no choice but to leave the store. Tip number 3 is to compare prices before buying. For example, if you are planning to buy a mobile phone, check online retailers for the best price. Compare the prices with in-store prices to get the best price. Number 4, don't shop if you're bored. You might just end up buying things that you don't need. Another important tip is not to be seduced by sales. Of course, you can get bargains during sales, but you could also spend money on something that you will never use just because you think it's a steal. The key is to buy clothes or shoes when they are out of season. Another way to save money is to buy pre-loved items. Books, laptops, video games or furniture are some used things that you could consider buying rather than buying new ones. We also help save the environment. Brand new items can put a hole in your wallet. Do you have shopping tips? Call in and share them with us. We will be taking calls after the break.
That is the end of part 2. Now, look at part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which friends are talking about workouts at home. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
I no longer need to worry about gym hours or availability. With fitness apps on my phone or computer, I can choose from a variety of workouts and exercise at home whenever it suits me. This flexibility ensures that I can stick to my fitness routine without being constrained by the gym's schedule.
Speaker 2.
Exercising at home gives me privacy, which I value greatly. I don't have to feel self-conscious or compare myself to others in the gym. I can focus entirely on my workout without any distractions, making it a more comfortable and effective experience.
Speaker 3.
One of the biggest advantages of working out at home is the reduced risk of catching illnesses. Gyms can be breeding grounds for germs, especially with shared equipment. At home, I have full control over cleanliness and hygiene, keeping my workout environment safe.
Speaker 4.
Exercising at home has allowed me to involve my family in my fitness journey. We can do workouts together, making it a fun and bonding experience. This way, we all stay healthy and active while spending quality time together.
Speaker 5.
By working out at home, I can customize my exercise environment. I can play my favorite music, adjust the lighting, and use the equipment I prefer. This personalization makes my workouts more enjoyable and motivates me to stay consistent with my fitness goals.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
I no longer need to worry about gym hours or availability. With fitness apps on my phone or computer, I can choose from a variety of workouts and exercise at home whenever it suits me. This flexibility ensures that I can stick to my fitness routine without being constrained by the gym's schedule.
Speaker 2.
Exercising at home gives me privacy, which I value greatly. I don't have to feel self-conscious or compare myself to others in the gym. I can focus entirely on my workout without any distractions, making it a more comfortable and effective experience.
Speaker 3.
One of the biggest advantages of working out at home is the reduced risk of catching illnesses. Gyms can be breeding grounds for germs, especially with shared equipment. At home, I have full control over cleanliness and hygiene, keeping my workout environment safe.
Speaker 4.
Exercising at home has allowed me to involve my family in my fitness journey. We can do workouts together, making it a fun and bonding experience. This way, we all stay healthy and active while spending quality time together.
Speaker 5.
By working out at home, I can customize my exercise environment. I can play my favorite music, adjust the lighting, and use the equipment I prefer. This personalization makes my workouts more enjoyable and motivates me to stay consistent with my fitness goals.
That is the end of part 3. Now, look at part 4. You will hear a teenager talking about his experience as a volunteer at an old folks' home. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
So, Rizal, can you please share with me what you did during the long break while waiting for your SPM results?
Sure. I volunteered to help at Rumah Setia Kasih, an old folks' home in my area.
What made you decide so when others your age, I think, would prefer to just relax after working hard for the SPM exam?
Have you ever experienced a warm feeling inside when you make a donation, even if it's a little? Stop to help someone who is asking for directions, or lead an old man to cross a road? Believe it or not, this feeling increases my self-esteem and lowers my stress levels.
Yes, it's true. I have the same feeling too.
Think of the hours most people spend each day scrolling through the social media. playing online games, and watching dramas. Now think right now about a lonely elderly man waiting in vain for his family to visit. What would be the better use of your time? Those were actually what I was thinking. You know what? I always pass by the home when my father drove me to school or when I went cycling in the evening, but I had never made an effort to stop by. So when the exam was over, I thought, this is it. This is the time.
Did you go alone or with your family?
Actually, I saw a poster advertising charity and volunteering work run by a local non-governmental organization. It so happened that one of the venues involved was Rumah Setia Kasih in my neighborhood. I wasted no time in registering. Later, I got an email with my work schedule alongside another 11 volunteers.
I see. How was your first day there?
On the first day, we arrived just before the residents had their morning tea. We are given the time to get to know them. I saw a lady sitting on a bench alone. I went to sit by her side. Suddenly, she began to speak. She spoke of the years long past, running near a pond with her sister and brothers, climbing trees and catching grasshoppers. I could picture all in my head like I was watching a movie. Then she began repeating the story and soon I realized that she was merely talking to herself. I also realized that she still had so many fantastic stories stored in her mind. The residents of the home all had numerous stories to share. They just need someone to listen to them.
What was your routine?
I helped them put on their clothes, cleaned the floor, made their beds, read news and did other common chores. I also accompanied them during mealtimes and sometimes spoon-fed those who were weak. I would talk to them while doing so.
Did you need any special skills to carry out your duty?
No special skills were needed, but I noticed I was able to hone my interpersonal skills. And I picked new skills too. But if you are able to do hair, sketch portraits, play chess, do magic tricks and all that, these skills will be appreciated by the residents.
What have you learned from this volunteering work?
My volunteer experience has shown me that I can bring joy to older people. Everyone will have to face having parents and grandparents growing older and becoming dependent on their children. My experience has made me a stronger and more caring person, so I'm prepared for this situation.
What is your advice to other teenagers?
Call, send an email, or stop by and ask the staff what you can do to make the life of a senior citizen better. Make a promise to yourself to go once a month. Put it on your calendar. Volunteering your time and effort in service of others is a great way to have a positive change in your life, to widen your knowledge, and to connect with new and similarly passionate people.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Rizal. It was a great sharing.
Now, listen again.
So, Rizal, can you please share with me what you did during the long break while waiting for your SPM results?
Sure. I volunteered to help at Rumah Setia Kasih, an old folks' home in my area.
What made you decide so when others your age, I think, would prefer to just relax after working hard for the SPM exam?
Have you ever experienced a warm feeling inside when you make a donation, even if it's a little? Stop to help someone who is asking for directions, or lead an old man to cross a road? Believe it or not, this feeling increases my self-esteem and lowers my stress levels.
Yes, it's true. I have the same feeling too.
Think of the hours most people spend each day scrolling through the social media, playing online games, and watching dramas. Now think right now about a lonely elderly man waiting in vain for his family to visit. What would be the better use of your time? Those were actually what I was thinking. You know what? I always pass by the home when my father drove me to school or when I went cycling in the evening, but I had never made an effort to stop by. So when the exam was over, I thought, this is it. This is the time.
Did you go alone or with your family?
Actually, I saw a poster advertising charity and volunteering work run by a local non-governmental organization. It so happened that one of the venues involved was Ruma Sitiakase in my neighborhood. I wasted no time in registering. Later, I got an email with my work schedule alongside another 11 volunteers.
I see. How was your first day there?
On the first day, we arrived just before the residents had their morning tea. We were given the time to get to know them. I saw a lady sitting on a bench alone. I went to sit by her side. Suddenly, she began to speak. She spoke of the years long past, running near a pond with her sister and brothers, climbing trees and catching grasshoppers. I could picture all in my head like I was watching a movie. Then she began repeating the story and soon I realized that she was merely talking to herself. I also realized that she still had so many fantastic stories stored in her mind. The residents of the home all had numerous stories to share. They just need someone to listen to them.
What was your routine?
I helped them put on their clothes, cleaned the floor, made their beds, read news and did other common chores. I also accompanied them during mealtimes and sometimes spoon-fed those who were weak. I would talk to them while doing so.
Did you need any special skills to carry out your duty?
No special skills were needed, but I noticed I was able to hone my interpersonal skills. And I picked new skills too. But if you're able to do hair, sketch portraits, play chess, do magic tricks and all that, these skills will be appreciated by the residents.
What have you learned from this volunteering work?
My volunteer experience has shown me that I can bring joy to older people. Everyone will have to face having parents and grandparents growing older and becoming dependent on their children. My experience has made me a stronger and more caring person, so I'm prepared for this situation.
What is your advice to other teenagers?
Call, send an email, or stop by and ask the staff what you can do to make the life of a senior citizen better. Make a promise to yourself to go once a month. Put it on your calendar. Volunteering your time and effort in service of others is a great way to have a positive change in your life, to widen your knowledge and to connect with new and similarly passionate people.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Rizal. It was a great sharing.
That is the end of part 4. You will have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the listening test. Please stop writing now. The examiner will now collect your answer sheet.